The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. And once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Our little church sits in the shadow of the Dulles Airport Expressway, as you know. And there's always cars coming and going, and if you live here like me, you know, you see these cars. They're always coming, they're always going. And I stop and I think about all the cars. And I think everybody in every car, they have a purpose. There's somewhere they have to get to, daggumbit. Gotta pick up the kids, gotta drop off the kids. Gotta pay the bills, gotta pay the rent. Everybody's got somewhere they've gotta get to, and that's especially true at the other end of the road down at the airport. Everybody in the airport, tell me if this isn't true. Walk into an airport, there's a palpable sense of purpose. Everybody's got to get somewhere, and you can feel it in the air. But I wonder, with all those people rushing to all those places, does anybody ever stop and ask why they have to do this and why they have to do all these people with all this purpose? Does anybody have a deeper purpose? Does anybody ever ask that question? World War I. When the war started, all the soldiers were gung-ho. But they say that at the end of the war, the British and the American soldiers would march from point A to point B singing songs with the following lyrics. "We're here because we're here, because we're here, because we're here." This was best expressed, I think, this whole sense of purpose deep in a cartoon. I'll try to describe this to you. Imagine this, okay? Imagine, if you will, a single-frame cartoon. It's from an old Mutton Jeff cartoon, if any of you are old enough to admit that you remember Mutton Jeff, okay? Single-frame cartoon, and it pictures a street, and in this street are standing two men, and in the middle of the street is an enormous pile of rocks, and on top of the rocks is a big lantern. And Mutt turns to Jeff, and he says, "Hey there, Jeff, what's that lantern doing there?" And he answers, "Oh, I put that lantern there to warn people about the rocks." And he answers, "Well, that's good thinking there, Jeff, but what are the rocks doing there?" And he goes, "Oh, well, they hold up the lantern." And does anybody anywhere have a deeper purpose? If you ever wondered this question, your deeper purpose, Jesus tells it to you right here in the gospel. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. Remember that. We think of salt as something that gives seasoning to things. We think of salt as something that makes French fries tasty. But in Jesus' time, the number one purpose of salt was to preserve stuff from decaying. In days before refrigeration, if you didn't have salt, stuff would decay. And we have to figure, that's what Jesus means here too. Your purpose and mine, your Christian witness, prevents society from decaying. And the more society decays, the more you can be certain that fewer and fewer people are acting like that Christian witness that they're supposed to be. He says, don't let your salt lose its taste. Don't let it go flat. You know, there's only one way salt can lose its taste. There's only one way. Just add water. The only way for salt to lose its taste is to water it down. For generations and generations now, Christians have mistakenly thought that we'll be more appealing to the world if we just act more like the secular world. Don't water down your faith. Don't water down your witness. You do the world no good. We're a lot like salt, we're a lot like light. Our deeper purpose is that we don't exist for ourselves. We exist for the good of somebody else, always. Salt does not exist for itself, does it? Salt is great when it adds seasoning. Salt is great when it preserves. Take salt straight and it's distasteful. Light does not exist for itself. It only exists to show other things. Take light straight and it's painful. Life is painful when you try to live for yourself. You know, it's really funny that the most certain way not to be happy is to spend your whole life trying to be happy. And the most certain way that you will not find your deeper fulfillment is to run around trying to find your deeper fulfillment. We discover that when we forget about ourselves. This is your deeper fulfillment. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And we do this just by being faithful to Christ. You have a relationship with the light of the world that's the same as the relationship of an electric cable to the central power plant. You don't make the light, but you do carry it. Carry it well. Because a lot of people, whether you know it or not, a lot of people are depending on you. To be the salt of the earth, to be the light of the world, you don't have to be successful. You just have to be faithful. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.